Hello, my kako. Welcome to another episode of Spiritual Kind Tings. It is August 26, 2021, and our 26th episode. I love that it's all syncing up. Like, it's not going to be doing that next week after Friday. But, you know what this tells me? The synchronicity, how everything is synchronizing, is that this is a magical week, kako. Like, this is a time when we're all syncing up to what we're meant to be doing right now, and we're also being supported cosmically, I guess you could say, right? To do this. Ooh, that sun is bright. Anyway, I'm driving home from dropping off my kids, and this is when I have time to get on here and do my intro. So anyways, hopefully you're aligning with the things that you're meant to be doing right now and not resisting it, okay? So if you're feeling called, if you're feeling tugged to go in a certain direction right now, leaders are showing up. We need you. So if you can't do this for yourself, do this for the collective. Anyways, don't resist the work, kako. Like, you're needed right now. So if you're feeling called to show up, you need to show up. This is the part of my show that I call Ashtara, where I spill all the tea on what's happening astrologically. And today we have Mercury in a trine with Capricorn. Remember how we had Venus in a trine with Saturn the other day? Well, that is because whatever is in Virgo will trine whatever is in Capricorn. And since Mercury just entered into Virgo yesterday, Pluto is currently also in Capricorn with Saturn. And so they're going to trine. Okay. So trine is flow. Remember, it harmonizes. It supports. It's the kakoo that we all need right now. Because what are we focused on? Health, right? What's Virgo? It's dealing with being, it's very ritualistic. Virgo is a ritualistic sign. This is why I helped you guys yesterday to create your routines. It's accurate. It's a perfectionist type of energy. Can be a little nervous. It's methodical. It's aligned. It's dutiful. Dutiful. Is that how you say that? Dutiful. It's efficient. It's also solitary. When Mercury is in there, which governs the mind, communication, right? Words, thoughts. We're learning how to be more organized. We're learning or perceiving things in a more efficient manner. And we're being supported to do these things right now with the trine. Now let's talk about Pluto and Capricorn. So you remember Capricorn, that's the boss, okay? Serious, it's authoritative, it's ambitious, very realistic, focused on accomplishing things. It's competent, it's prepared, very down to earth. It's all about the 3D shit, right? The things that you can smell, taste, touch, and see. And whatever else the fuck we can do with a 3D. It is disciplined and just fucking badass. I love Capricorns. Now, Pluto, when you get Pluto up in there, Pluto is the planet of... I'm spitting on my phone. Transformation. It's about your inner resources. It's very intense. It's a small but mighty planet. They don't even consider it a planet. I still do. It's about your personal power, motivation. It is the death and rebirth cycles. And it deals with composting and evolution. Clearing taboos. Okay, this rules Scorpio. It's kind of similar, yeah? So, because our minds are focused on being more efficient, on rituals, on getting healthy, on being more methodical about things, being more discerning, yeah, there is transformative energy with this. So we're being supported to make these things happen, to be the boss in our own life, to take control of our lives, right? This is very much energy of the earth. Virgo and Capricorn, earth energy. So this is stuff here, things that are tangible, things that you can see, right? Like I said, smell, taste, touch, whatever, here. Yeah, there it is. That's what this deals with. So this is not on a spiritual level. This is on like a real life level, right? Remember I was saying that Capricorn is realistic. It is down to earth, yeah? So all of this is going to be stuff that's like very physical, very much in the physical, not the spiritual realm. Okay? So we're all focused on getting our shit together, like I talked about yesterday. More of this energy coming through. More support. Now we have Pluto. Even though he's retrograde, it's still there supporting this transformation. So allow these things that are keeping you from being more efficient, from being healthier, right? Whatever it is, from being organized. Let those things die. Yeah, Pluto, death and rebirth. Allow the rebirth to happen. Recommit to something. Even if you tried it before, give it a chance again. Maybe you're in a different headspace now. Maybe this is a better time for it now. Yeah? So that is what I got for you for our astro tea. I'm going to go check if we got anything new going on as far as space weather goes. I guess I'm supposed to be excited because I get to talk about space weather now on here. So we had a filament lift off of the sun last night. We did have two filaments that lifted up off of the sun yesterday. So I haven't talked about filaments before on here, but filaments, you can imagine it to look like long stringy pieces of cotton candy, but it's not candy. It's not sugar. It's plasma. It's a lot of energy. And these are precursors to solar storms, in my opinion, based off of just like what I've seen the sun do. And so it's like just little, well, they're not little in comparison to Earth, okay? But in comparison to the sun itself, it's little, you know, like thinner pieces of plasma that's just lifting off, okay? And over the next 3 days, our geomagnetic field, which is kind of the thing that protects our planet, is definitely going to be tested because it's going to get pounded with these CMEs that are coming in. So over the next 3 days, starting today, we have about 3 or 4 CMEs. They're not direct hits, but they're coming our way. This isn't something that you need to be worried about. But just pay attention. Know that these things, these solar flares, all of this energy that's coming towards us, it's to assist us. It assists us in raising our vibration, and it's going to help us to release a lot of things. It's going to help us to to open us up to different things as well. It's almost like an activation, okay? So you might experience it in very different ways. You might feel super, super excited. You might feel like you need to retreat and do some inner work. So whatever you feel, just honor. But there could be ringing in your ears. You might have balance or coordination issues. You might have heart palpitations. You might start hearing things that other people don't hear. There could be something where it's like you You finally have clarity. All the mental fog is like gone. It's almost like a weight or a veil has been lifted from you. You might be feeling very, very sensitive, super, super triggered emotionally. There could be times when you feel really, really weak. You might have a lot of deja vu happening. You might be experiencing a lot of anxiety. You might sleep really well at night. You might not sleep really well at night. Okay, so you just gotta kind of pay attention to like how you feel when these things happen to understand like what's going on. So if you're more of like, I'm feeling super emotional, I feel weak, I've got anxiety, I feel like I need to retreat and I need to hide. So what this means is that there's a lot of shit that's clearing out. Karmic contracts, whatever you want to say, okay? These things that you need to work out. If you're feeling really enthusiastic, super fucking energized, you're starting to hear things. There's ringing in your ears. You're getting deja vu. You're sleeping like a fucking baby at night. You're getting these really intense dreams, like, and you remember them. That means you're working with the energy right now to manifest. You're probably gonna be in a leadership role of some sort right now, okay? And you're meant to be a light for others, all right? So this is a very exciting time when these storms hit us. So like I said, nothing to be afraid of, okay? Because, you know, sometimes it sounds scary because I'm like, oh, it can take out our power grid and, you know, all the technology and all this stuff. I mean, if that happens, then it was meant to happen, right? So we just have to kind of look at things in that way. Now, we do have sunspots that are starting to face us from the sun. Pay attention to that because right now they're pretty inactive. And you have to remember, these are the spots that let off a lot of those CMEs. And for me, what I believe is like when they're quiet and they're pretty inactive, it's probably because a lot of pressure is building up and they're going to release one. So they could release some more CMEs in our direction. Just keep that in mind. Now, as far as earthquakes go, this isn't space weather. I don't know what to call it to put it all together, but it's all linked. There's been some activity over on the Big Island. We had about 3 earthquakes. They weren't too big. But we had one that was at like 19 kilometers. This was over in Mountain View, 2.8 magnitude, kind of by the Mauna. It was south of Saddle Road. Then we had another one that was a 2.6 at 7 kilometers. This one was in Volcano. And then we had another one more south in Pahala. And that one was a 3.1. And that was a deeper one. That one was 35.3 kilometers deep. So there's movement, guys. Okay, so pay attention. Sandwich Islands, the South Sandwich Islands, are still pretty active. We recently had a 5.8 in that region.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Because I ain't talking to you, boy. And that one was at like 59.7 kilometers. Then we had another one, 4.8 at 39 kilometers. Another one at 51 kilometers. So there's a lot of activity. And these are like high fours and fives, okay, mid fives. Then there was one at 43 kilometers, 10 kilometers, 35 kilometers, 50 kilometers, 59 kilometers, 10 kilometers. And that one was almost a 6. So like I said, lots of magma moving around over there for sure in the South Sandwich Islands. So we're just watching. We're just paying attention. There were some earthquakes over in California as well, and Seattle. So the one in Seattle, well, near Seattle, I should say, it was in Hamilton. It was a 2.8, and then we had one north of San Francisco that was a 2.5, one that was more east of Sacramento, a 2.9, one that was kind of northeast of Fresno, a 2.8, and then one off the coast of like Santa Cruz area, I think this is. And that one was a 2.6. So pay attention. Stemakala, right? And let's see. I'm looking around at more stuff. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So the most recent one is that 5.1 in the South Sandwich Islands. Like literally while I was recording this, a 59.7 kilometer deep earthquake over there in that volcanic field. So that is what I got for you guys for today for our earth update, our Astro Titta segment, and our space weather. I'm back. So I just checked out the magnetopause and something really weird happened yesterday on there. So on the left side of this, there's a lot of energies that are coming in, and I have no idea where this shit's coming from because the sun is on the right side of us, okay? And we have our magnetopause over there. And on the left side, that's not where the sun is. And we've been getting a lot of energy coming through on that side. But it was so strange because at one point, all of the energies were just like building up, building up, building up. And then it looks like it gets sucked away to the left where it all came from. It's so peculiar. I've never seen that happen before. I don't know what the F that is. I don't know if that's like a tsunami kind of effect where the water starts to recede and then all of a sudden you get slammed. So I'm going to be watching that as well. But I wanted to let you guys know like what that like that happened. And it's really interesting and super peculiar. Okay, I'm really done now. I am so excited. It is Thursday. We're going to have our first installment of Turd Maca Tots. No, we're not talking about tater tots. No, we're not talking about the tot trying to slide into your husband's DMs. Girl, we're talking about mana'o. No. Well, more like upu for me. Because these are reoccurring things that I cannot stop thinking about that I want to share with you guys. Okay, wait, hold on. I'm drinking my liquid mana right now. Because we got to get in this workout. But anyway, okay, so I get 30 minutes. I just impal. So for the first installment of this, I want to preface with, this is not to gas me up, okay, when I say this. But if you're listening to this podcast, you are a leader. Yep, you and Allah Ka'i, okay? Now, what I mean by that is because like attracts like. We are all mirrors of each other. I could call you reflection, and that would be an accurate name for you. You get what I say? So I say, hey, what's up, reflection? Because we are all mirrors of each other. Like attracts like. If you don't feel like you are a leader, that is either a trauma response or it's just your ego getting in the fucking way. Don't look at the numbers. Like they said, Jesus had 12 disciples. Hitler had millions of followers, right? Fuck the numbers. Don't even think about that. And maybe you're like, oh yeah, easy for you. You get 58,000 followers. Bruh. I never used to pay attention to that. My girlfriend, Melinda, used to tell me how many followers I had at one point. Oh, did you know you get this many followers? Oh, did you know you have more followers than a lot of businesses in Hawaii? Like, no, I did not know that. Because I never gave a shit about that kind of stuff. I honestly created Mother Earth to, like, feel more connected to my culture through utilizing Pidgin. Because you know what? When you say things in Pidgin, it just hit different when you're in local. Like, tell me I'm wrong. You know, can. Because it's the truth. And that's why I created it. Also because I also felt like there was some kind of healing that was happening by sharing these things. Like, because I didn't feel like I got the nurturance from my mother growing up that I needed. Yeah? And I was like, bro, I guarantee there's people out there that are going to understand this, right? So anyways, and need the same fucking healing. Because like I said, like attract like, yeah. So anyways, I didn't give a shit about any of that stuff when I made it. My intention was not to grow it to be this thing, Like, I didn't care about that. It was so much more than that. Like I just shared, right? I felt super disconnected from my culture. I felt like I need the mothering. So it's like, give it to myself, like kind of a thing. Okay. But I'm grateful. I am grateful that it's touched so many people. That's beautiful. But you know what? Here's the thing, Kako. When you have to be in that position of leadership, you need to be a well-rounded individual. Not a perfect individual, but a well-rounded individual. So as long as you're constantly trying to work on these different aspects of yourself, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, finance, whatever, right? That matters. If you're only focusing on one, that's not good. You can't show up as the best version of yourself for other people. So that's why I do what I do, because it's not really for me. It's for others. Yeah, it's important to me. I know that I need that, but it's more like, it's like a mom. It's like, you know, you gotta take shower. You gotta brush your hair. Like, whatever it is, right? Because you're an example to other people. They're watching you, right? So if you're not taking a shower, you're not brushing your teeth every single night, you cannot expect your kids to do that, right? Same thing as a leader. Like, as a coach, a Beachbody coach. If I'm not showing up for my workouts, I cannot expect my coaches, my challengers to do the same thing. If I'm not drinking my superfood shake every single time, right? I cannot expect that from other people. Which is why I don't expect people to eat clean, because I don't eat clean yet. I'm getting there. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. But you have to be well-rounded because you're carrying a lot of weight. It's like that sign of Aquarius, carrying the vessel full of water. The water represents the weight of the world, right? That's why they show up for other people. They think about humanity. What is right for humanity in the future? What do we need to do? With Virgo energy that we have right now, that's about being of service to other people. But first, you got to show up for yourself so that you can show up as the best version of you. But Virgo needs to remember, it's not about perfection. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's okay. If you guys pay attention to me and how I do shit, I don't care about perfection. I like to get shit done. That's the Aries part of me. That's the Capricorn part of me. I don't focus on perfection. Like, oh, my feet don't match. That's okay. Like, my Instagram is what I'm talking about. My podcast is all over the place. I'm not doing the same thing every time. I don't have any fucking structure. Like, that's okay. At least it got done. And I didn't publish it. You get what I'm saying? Because that's when you get caught in the analysis paralysis. And then what you doing? Nothing. Thinking, I don't know, whatever, stressing out because you never do something. So it's not about perfection. So it doesn't need to be the perfect time to start. Just make it happen. Start creating those rituals. You can change those things. Nobody said it has to be stuck like that forever because you started off like that. Right? That's why we were talking about that yesterday with the routines, how to create a routine for yourself. You can change the routine as many times as you like. Do whatever you like. But just have a routine, right? It doesn't have to be perfect, but have one. Start doing those things. That's what matters. Same thing. You don't have to have all the education. This is a sidebar story. When I first became a Beachbody coach back in, 2013, I felt like I had the imposter syndrome. I'm not a coach. Why did they give me this label? So you know what I did? I went to school. I became a personal trainer, certified personal trainer. I was so proud of myself when I got my certificate. I put them up on the wall, everything in the house. But you know what Kamei told me? He made me realize this. He said, you don't need this certificate for being a coach. Motivate other people, inspire them, support them. That makes you a coach. Now we in fucking debt. I'm paying them off, but still, that could have went to other things, right? But I did that because I had the imposter syndrome. And I felt like, okay, now I'm valid. Now I'm perfect, right? Now I can say I'm a coach. Bullshit. That was just me getting in my own way. Ego. Maybe even a trauma response. So I'm telling you, you are meant to be a leader and lead others. And here's the other thing. No focus on the followers, right? Because let's say you're only meant to show up for one person. Ah, no need show up then, yeah? Only one person. Bro, what if that person becomes a leader and leads thousands of people? And let's say, because here's the thing. This is how I always look at stuff. Is that people are looking for their leader, okay? People are looking for their leader. They may not know it's you until they see you. So it's like you're a lighthouse. And then they feel attracted, like a moth, right? To the light. They feel attracted to you. They're not going to be attracted to that one or that one, but only you, okay? So you are meant, you are here on this earth. It's going to get real deep. Because you are meant to attract that person, to lead that person, to shine the light for them. They're in the dark. And if you've been listening to my podcast, this all goes together. This is going to piece it all together like a puzzle. Those are those 3D mindset people right now. You're in that 4D, 3D, or 4D, 5D transitional phase, right? And you're meant to be the light for those people in the dark. They're lost, yeah? And so you're going to shine the light like a lighthouse for them, for their ship. And if you don't turn the light on in your lighthouse, they're going to be lost. They're going to drive right past you. They're not going to see you. They're going to be lost. And then you know what happens? That person doesn't show up as the leader that they're meant to be. And it impacts all those thousands of people. Because they're searching for that person as well. Do you get what I'm saying? But don't realize it until they're going to see it. But they're never going to see it because that person doesn't show up. Because you didn't think it was worth showing up for just one person. Ah. How selfish, right? So because you didn't want to show for that one person, thousands of people are going to be affected. And maybe those people are all going to lead thousands of people too. You see what I'm saying? So if you're feeling called to do certain things right now and you cool yourself, bruh, remember who the opposition is. I could go off on a whole fucking other tangent with this. You know what I'm talking about? There's an awakening that's happening right now. Age of Aquarius. People are starting to realize, that sounds real sussy. They're starting to question. It's creating that split, the separation. Yeah? I'm trying not to go into this other direct. Fuck it. It's relevant to the situation. Or what I'm talking about. But there is an awakening, okay? And people are starting to become very well. You're starting to see, right? A lot of that. Cool. Like, that's kind of trendy. I do air quotes. Trendy right now amongst the Lahui, right? Because, and if you guys don't know what that, it's like opposite. It's like almost like rebelling, like, to the opposition. Like, you know, that's not good. But a lot of us quit ourselves. How come? Why? Oh, I'm not perfect. And I'm not a following. And just trust. Just trust. We're being supported right now by Akua. Nalani. By the heavens. Right? You listening to my podcast? You hearing all of this? Right? We got Mercury and Virgo. Get your shit together. Take care of your health. Doesn't need to be perfect. Just go do, right? Do what you need to do. Earth sign. This is about earth stuffs. This is not spiritual stuff. This is earthly things. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your daily habits, right? So that you can serve others. That's all Virgo stuff. Oh, who this? Oh, Helen. Helen just in power workout. Oh, she burned 448 calories. You go, girl. Okay. If you get an Apple Watch, by the way, let me know so we can be friends on there. I love, like, supporting people on there. I just didn't send her a text message. Because you can do these, like, preset the kind and say something. So that one said, knocked my socks off. Anyway. But, yeah. Awakening happening, you guys. A lot of people are realizing I'm meant to be a leader. A lot of people are realizing that don't sound right. What these howlers talking about? Get the jab. No, get the jab. The mask. No, wear that mask. And it's creating that split, right? You see it? You see how it's all coming together? This is an important time. You're on this planet for a fucking reason right now. You're not just here to fucking live autopilot and just go work, come home, pay bills, go sleep, watch TV, whatever. No. You're meant to serve in some fucking way. And if you ku'e yourself, how are you going to show up as the leader for that one person who's going to show up for thousands of people? Or how are you going to show up for those 58,000 people? You get what I'm saying? Like, can you imagine? Oh my goodness. How many people's lives that you can impact, even if it's just 5 people? Because they are all going to impact other people too. So I hope that pa'ing your head is important right now. So stop resisting what is calling at you. Like calling at you. What is calling to you. What is tugging at you. Go in that direction. You know, so much times I hear people or read DMs from people like, oh, you inspire me so much. Pretty soon I could sign up for that workout too and do them with you. Bruh, what you mean pretty soon? Just go already. Like, let's go. What the fuck are we waiting for? You waiting for the perfect condition? No, not gonna happen. That's an illusion. Perfection is an illusion. There is no perfect time. Something else always gonna come up. Like, come on now. When are you guys gonna realize this is not a time to be sitting around watching out of people, waiting for the right kidding me. And, like, I don't want energy for that kind of shit. Like, honestly, I kind of act snobby to people like that. I just, like, read it and don't say nothing. Or I just like it. So they know I seen them or something. You know, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to... I just don't know how to respond to that. Because, like, I don't resonate with that. That's not me. So all I can do is just show up and be that lighthouse. And they're looking at my lighthouse. They're looking at them like, oh, maybe I should go in that direction. Yeah, I think so. Maybe slowly. I can paddle real slow toward that direction. Even though I get a motor on my boat, I just can paddle. I'm going to use my paddle. Like, come on now, brah. Let's do this. Let's fucking go. Anyway, okay. I'm going to go. I'm getting tweaky from my kind. I got to do this upper body workout. Even though my shoulders is killing me right now. Fucking shit. You like, no, something, this is another sidebar. I noticed that after I retired my Mother Earth account, oh, my shoulders was loose, brah. I never make the connection until recent because my husband said something to me, but they were so loose. I was like, wow, my shoulder's not bothering me, brah. I had this problem for years. My shoulder's always tight, always get knots. I thought it was like being on the computer or something like that, but I don't know. And I noticed whenever I just like sitting or standing, I always get my shoulders up to my ears and I gotta, ooh, loosen, drop them down every time. I don't know how come. And then I get rid of my Mother Earth account. I notice my shoulders I never noticed, but you know, during that time, my shoulders are loose. My husband always asks me if I like massage, right? So he's like, oh, you like a loamy? He said, oh, yeah. Because my shoulders, right? He knows my shoulders are always bothering me. So he gave me a loamy last week. He's like, wow, your shoulders really, really loose. Like, they're not so tight like they usually are. You don't even have any knots. I told him, huh. I wonder how come. He said, maybe because you didn't get rid of Mother Earth. My bad. My daughter called. She went to St. George on a trip with her girlfriends yesterday. So she was calling me today. But anyway, so what was I saying? He was just kind of mentioning like, maybe it's because you got rid of that account, you know? And I was like, whoa. Right? Because, I mean, it's kind of symbolic, yeah? Because this weekend, I brought it back. And now, this week, my shoulders have been killing me. bro. I was doing some deep tissue massage thing, therapy, ball thing, whatever. Bro, I could feel all the knots all underneath, like my, what is it called? My shoulder blade area. My trapezius is off, fuck up. So I've been foam rolling. And like our foam roll has like these lifted areas on it. So it looks like I have like the flower of life on my freaking back and bruises. Seriously, it's so fucking bizarre. Because I was about to take a shower. Kamei was going to take a shower. But I was like doing my skincare regimen for the evening. And I was wearing a tank top. And he was like, oh shit, what is that on your back? And I was looking at him, I was like, oh my gosh, that's from the foam roller. I was doing them too much, I think, maybe. I don't know. But it's good. It's good to have all of the marks and the bruising because it, your body is putting fresh, and not energy, but fresh, well, I mean, everything is energy, right? But fresh blood, you know, is going to that area to heal things, you know? So it's actually a good thing. But anyways, and he was just tripping. He's like, bro, I look like the flower of life on your back. I'm like, well, okay, I take that. But anyways, and then today I had to do it again, even though I foam rolled last night. I don't know, for like half an hour. Okay. Like usually it's just like it was just my hamstrings were really, really tight and my calves. Oh my goodness. The calves, like bruh, foam roll your calves. I'm telling you, like stack one on top, like cross your legs and just it's so tight you don't even realize. But anyway, because you know you're walking all the time, we're doing all the, anyway, so yeah, last night I had foam roller for like 30 minutes, and this morning I woke up, the bugger was tight again, and I was like, what the fuck? So I used the ball, yeah, and just like get all up in there in that shoulder blade, like you cross your arms across your chest and just like lay on the ball. Oh, the fuck, I feel so good. But you know, it's real bizarre. It's not even, I never even do upper body workouts. I know today is upper body and my shoulder is all fucked up like this. But anyway, to me, symbolic, carrying the weight of, you know, the Lahui or whatever you like say. But like I said, as a leader, we got to do that. We got to carry that weight. And in order to be able to carry that weight, you need to be a well-rounded individual. You got to be mentally stable. You have the emotional maturity because people can, you know, you have haters and trolls and whatever. People that question, all that kind of stuff. And I feel like if I didn't have those things, like the mental stability and all that, the mental clarity, whatever, for make good decisions, because people watching you, right? Bruh, it would be even more difficult, yeah? So, anyway, all right, I'm gonna go work out, get this over with, because it's like 9:40 already. But that is what I got for you guys for today. Mahalo for listening. But I want you guys to think about and let me know, like for real, I care. Let me know, what are you gonna do today to start showing up as a more well-rounded individual so that you can be that leader, that lighthouse for the people who are lost right now that are actually looking for you.